from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of staring at people, the Braves and the Phillies were on the field last night. No, there were not any stare downs on home runs trotting around the base, but Spencer Schwellenbach, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely filthy. Bo, let's start there. Spencer Schwellenbach, you watched throughout the game. The put-away pitches were as such. Curveball, slider, splitter, fastball, splitter. I mean, just absolute nastiness. And when you're range, and we've talked about the word with him, what is the word with him? Repertoire. We've talked about the word repertoire with him throughout, you know, since his call-up. This is a guy who was a reliever in college, has Tommy John, throws 50 innings a year ago, also, and all of a sudden is pitching in the most important game of the season and putting guys down like he has been doing it his entire life, dude. He was beautiful to watch last night.
I don't forget, he was like a position player, too. I think he was like a third baseman or something. This is what we wanted from him, but I don't think it was expected. I didn't expect it because of all the things you just mentioned. Also, you know, when he first came up, I didn't feel like we had a lot of patience. You know, there was a lot of talk about, well, they lose every game he plays in. The third start he had, which was against the Nationals, and that was the one that I go back to where he pitched like 6 innings and gave up, I think, 2 runs and one of the maybe 3 runs, and one of those was where Olson, the bases are loaded, and instead of getting the sure out, Olson goes home.
That was a bad play,
and it extended the inning.
I distinctly remember that because we were like, they're pressing on defense because they're pressing on offense.
But what happened after that was when I knew that he was him, and is because he got out of that inning. Despite that, he locked in and he didn't. He did. This is his third career start, and he didn't allow it to just kind of steamroll him. And this dude, I mean, look. You're gonna look at his totals, and he's 5-6, I believe, on the season,
which seems ridiculous. How is that even possible?
With a 3.94 ERA, right? And so you go, oh man, he's giving up 4 runs a game. How many of those runs were early? That ERA was built early.
He had a couple of explosive outings at certain points where it just like it gets away from him.
Dude started 14 games. 82 and a third, 15 walks, 94 strikeouts. How's that for a ratio for you? And 70 hits.
Pretty good.
The home runs look high, but they're going to look high for a young pitcher. He's projected to throw over 100 innings this year with 120 strikeouts. If Spencer Strider is the ying for this team moving forward in a young pitching staff, Schwellenbach is the yang, and because Strider's going to go and mow you down with like 2 pitches, 2.5 pitches, right? And Schwellenbach's going to, the next night, you're going to get 96 and what, multiple breaking balls.
80-mile-an-hour hook, yeah. I think 88-mile-an-hour slider. The splitter's north of 90. It's just nasty.
The curveball that he got, I think, Harper out on last night.
Early in the game.
It was Tom Glavine-esque because I don't think it ever touched the heart, even near, it was on the black as it you can get.
Yeah, well, we were impressed with him, but our opinion ultimately doesn't matter. Hey, Snicker, what did you think of Swellenbach last night?
Just really impressive how he goes about it and how he handles himself in the situations and the games and the pressure of the games or whatever doesn't seem to bother him at all. He has a strike zone. You know, he might get away from it from different periods, but his assortment is really good too. You know, and he can throw them all for strikes. You know, he's got secondary pitches. His velocity stays the whole game, you know, because he uses all of his pitches. But, you know, you see him still late in the game, and he's not losing velocity on his fastball. Still quick and gets on top of hitters. You know, the short, he's got a lot of pitches, and he throws them all for strikes, and they're all, you know, really, really good quality pitches. And he does all those little things that winning pitchers do.
You can hear the crowd in the background. It's from Braves.com, courtesy, so appreciate the audio. If I'm in a 5-game series, if I'm in a 7-game series, and I've got to start a rotation, it is probably going to be for me at this point. And the 1 and 2 is questionable, but Chris Sale, Max Fried, and Spencer Schwellenbach, and I don't see how you. And I know that a lot of people say, "What about Lopez?" I love Ronaldo Lopez. He'd be my fourth guy out there. I think Charlie Morton. I think right now.
Wow.
I think, listen, now hear this. I think Charlie Morton might have to play the Jesse Chavez role. A long inning relief if I need him.
No. You're going the wrong direction.
No, I'm not.
There's so much recency bias coming out in what you're saying right now, and I get it, man. Swellenbach was great.
Ronaldo Lopez
was great, too. We've only just seen him one time recently.
Yeah, I get that, but I know Schwellenbach's going to give me 6 innings, and Lopez is a 5-inning guy. And that's not to diminish Lopez. Dude, there is something about in the playoffs a guy that can throw 96, 97, and then come back with 81 off the plate in multiple different breaking angles.
But then you're also, there's a domino effect to this, dude. Now you're also telling me that Grant Holmes is, his role has now become reduced because now Charlie Morton's in the Jesse Chavez role.
No, I think Grant Holmes is going to be your 7th inning guy in the postseason. Him and Pierce Johnson are going to share that role, and Jimenez will be 8, and then you got Iglesias at the 9. Look, you got depth and pitching.
Isn't it good to talk about that?
Well, it is because you're going to need every freaking bit of it with Ramon Laureano, Adam Duvall, you know, Kelnick, Soler at some point, hopefully back today, going. And look, you imagine if this was a 4-game. Now, just think about this. Hear me out for this. I know this is not the way you would set up the rotation, but Lopez, if this was that 4-game set with Philadelphia, today was that fourth game, you'd have thrown Lopez, Fried, Schwellenbach, Sale against them because Sale is going to the mound tonight against the Nationals and Mackenzie Gore.
So you're just throwing Morton and all his playoff experience to the side, and Grant Holmes is dominant. He's been lately. You're just throwing him to the side as well.
I'm saying
neither one of those guys in that rotation. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting you up to bat. I'm agreeing with you.
But be honest with yourself. Who would you, based on the body of work so far this year, who would you rather see on the mound in a playoff game? Schwellenbach, Holmes, or Morton?
I would definitely Schwellenbach after last night. I think and look, here's the thing. We can talk about it all we want to. Experience. Last night's game for the Braves this year was as close to a playoff game as you're going to find, at least so far. Now, I know you're building up this momentum, and next weekend series is massive as two. But as far as playoff series go leading up to this that Spencer Schwellenbach has pitched in, last night was a pretty big one, dude. And he knows his offense is not exactly teeing off right now, even though they continue to get runners on base and not get them home, which is as frustrating as it can possibly be. But Spencer Schwellenbach last night stepped up to the plate in a massive way when you needed him to. So I'm with you. There's some tough decisions going to have to be made, though.
I think the thing that you want to look at, too, is how he pitches against certain teams. And that's one thing to me. The way he's pitched against the Phillies this year, he's dominated that Philadelphia lineup. In fact, he's pitched 2 games against the Phillies. He struck out 15. And they're hitting .213 against him. He's been dominant against one of the better lineups in baseball.
404-726-0929 if you want to weigh in on the A.J. Terrell situation. We're taking calls all throughout the show. And look, Let us know what you think. All right, you can hit us up also on the X at 929 Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. When we come back, these two NASCAR fans right here got a chance to talk to the driver of the legendary number 24 car, William Byron. We'll also talk continued about that AJ Terrell and the Falcon situation. They play tonight. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.